KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic at 8:01. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Our forecast for today is calling for occasional rain this morning, changing over to snow this afternoon. Less than 1 inch of accumulation is expected during the day today here in the Atlantic area. In state news, Iowa motorists are finding it a lot cheaper to fuel up for the holiday travels this year as compared to last. The AAA Iowa Fuel Gauge report shows unleaded regular gas, on average, is selling for $2.20 a gallon across the state. AAA Iowa spokesperson Gail Weinholzer says that compares to $3.10 one year ago.
The last time the prices were this low over the holiday season was December of 2009.
At some gas stations right now, in fact, Iowans can fill up their tank for under $2 a gallon. And while gas prices continue to fall, Weinholzer doubts we'll reach the point where the statewide average dips below $2 a gallon.
The last time Iowa as a whole, the entire state, averaged below $2 a gallon was May 4th, 2009.
The low gas prices combined with the longer holiday travel season has prompted AAA to forecast a record number of Americans will be hitting the road. Both Christmas and New Year's Day fall on Thursdays this year, meaning many people will have some extra time away from work.
We expect just under 100 million Americans to travel at least 50 miles or more between Tuesday, December 23rd, and Sunday, January 4th. Obviously, it's an extended holiday period, including both Christmas and New Year's. And overwhelmingly, of course, we expect people to travel by personal automobile, about 91%.
Iowa has the lowest average gas prices of any of the upper Midwest states, according to Weinholzer. Nationally, the average price of gas stands at $2.37 per gallon. That's 88 cents less than a year ago. The Iowa Department of Education has announced another round of school districts chosen to receive funding to launch teacher leadership plans. Department spokesman Jim Flansburg says 126 districts were selected for the next round under the new teacher leadership and compensation system.
There have been so many of them that there's going to be 76 in the next year and then another 50 in the following year.
The program is part of education reform measures passed by the Iowa legislature in 2013 and signed into law by the governor.
The essence of the program is that teachers will have mentors. The very talented teachers will have a career path in which they can get out of the classroom to an extent and help newer teachers become better teachers. The bottom line is that we create a career path for teachers and make the education system better for children.
There were 39 districts chosen in the first round for the program, and Flansburg says the department has gotten some good feedback already.
The things that we've been hearing has been absolutely tremendous. In fact, in Benton County, there's a school district out there that is just doing a stupendous job with the leadership. The people there are just very enthusiastic about it, and they've already seen some very specific evidence that scores are going up.
Districts that apply to start teacher leadership systems are also required to have a set vision and goals for what they plan to accomplish. They must also meet concerns requirements such as setting a minimum yearly teacher salary of $33,500.
Ultimately, we'd like to be able to have all districts participate if they want, but the legislature is allotted the money so that it's $50 million a year and adding another $50 million each year thereafter until all school districts are participating again if they want to.
In the latest group, 76 schools would create plans for the 2015-2016 school year and another 50 during the 2016-2017 school year. The selected districts for 2015-16 include locally Atlantic, Audubon, Carroll, Glenwood, Lewis Central, Nottoway Valley, Red Oak, and West Monona. Among the 2016-2017 districts locally is Adair-Casey in collaboration with Guthrie Center, Adel DeSoto Minburn, Cam, Charter Oak Ute in collaboration with Maple Valley, Antinoto, and Schleswig, East Sac County, Guthrie Center, as we mentioned, in collaboration with Adair-Casey, also Lenox, Maple Valley, Antinoto, and Schleswig. State environmental officials credit quick action by a farmer for preventing environmental damage from a manure spill. An officer from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources investigated a manure spill 3 miles southwest of Scranton. DNR specialist Dan Olson said liquid manure spilled from a tanker truck when it overturned Saturday morning. About 2,000 gallons of manure flowed into a ditch. The driver, Joanne Hunter, and others from the Hunter Hog Farm quickly dammed up the ditch on either side of the spill and called a contractor to pump it into a nearby farm field. Olson says quick action helped to contain the spill and avoided letting it reach any river or stream. Police in Creston report this morning a man from Afton was arrested over the weekend for credit card fraud. 26-year-old Travis Lynn Wieland was taken into custody Saturday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center. Wieland was later released on $2,000 bond. And on Monday, 46-year-old Susan Ray Lemon of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a warrant out of Union County for failure to appear in court. Lemon was being held in the Ringgold County Jail, also on $2,000 bond. Two people were arrested recently last week in Creston. On Friday, 21-year-old Jose Solomon Pascal of Osceola was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on Union County warrant for violation of probation related to a controlled substance violation. Pascal was later released on $5,000 bond. Early Sunday morning, Creston police arrested 35-year-old Nathan Chin of Creston on a charge of OWI first offense. Chin was later released on $1,000 bond. And the Creston Police Department received a report Friday from a resident who said someone had tried to break into his garage in the 400 block of North Pine Street. No entry was gained, however, and nothing was taken. The incident, which happened sometime between 1:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Friday, remains under investigation. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.